Here on your afternoon show, Kevin Cole with you. I'm down in the performance space with Fishbone. Welcome. It is so great to have you guys here.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I know I could use some funk to get me out of my post-election funk.
Oh, yeah. The election. Trump. Hail Satan.
So take it away.
Here we go.
Suffering.
saw the twinkle in mine, and we both knew it was time to hold our breath.
To go and drop it in.
We got lost in a sea of love and lust with the galaxy of trust.
We were so committed.
Yeah, we turned like a muscle and a clamp. Took the movies to the mall, good together.
Hand in hand. And we walked and ran through love. Me, but I've been misled. My, she sucked me dry. Now the little missus wants to say bye-bye. Once I was a king, I wrapped around a finger like a diamond. He can teach me the wedding ring, the tears ring the door,
and the sun.
Shining right from the heavens above.
You poor brother.
I believe it's better to trust even when I'm wrong. Yeah,
my brother.
To let the fear drive me from the home where I belong.
There's a couch about your mother.
She was my queen, don't reserve to protect and serve.
It threw me a curve.
Scam, skim, and gold, they get kicked me to the curb.
Right, shoot me dead. God, my baby loved me, but I've been misled. My, she sucked me dry. Now the little missus wants to say bye-bye.
Once
I was a king, wrapped around a finger like a diamond ring.
He engaged me with the wedding ring.
Church
bells ring good, Lord. We got Brian J right here on trombone, y'all.
She's a cheat and a thief and a liar.
Everybody knows
that she's my light and my love and my hope and my only desire.
My anger can't control it.
She broke my bank
and she took my car.
Come on.
That's just stole my heart.
So never do your part, you should have known from the start.
Shoot me dead. My baby loved me, but I've been misled. My, she sucked me dry. Now the hoochie mama wants to say bye-bye.
Once
I was a king, wrapped around a finger like a diamond ring.
The engagement ring, the wedding ring, the church bells ring with love
and the sun will ring.
Fishbone live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Just heard the song The Suffering from Fishbone and the Familyhood. Nexperience present this Psychotic Friends Network. That came out in 2000. And right before that, Forevermore from Still Stuck in Your Throat, the release from 2006. And in town here in Seattle playing at the Crocodile tonight, then heading down to Portland playing at the Wonder Ballroom tomorrow. Again, welcome to KEXP. Angelo, do you mind introducing the band? You got three original members here.
Okay, my name is Angelo Moore. I play saxophone and sing and theremin. And our bass player there is Norwood Fisher.
Okay. Hi, kiddies.
I'm an original member. He's an original member. Original member. Dirty Walt.
Word.
On trumpet.
Yes, sir.
And vocals. Okay, then we got John Stewart on drums, Wet Daddy John Stewart. Right, right. Okay, and then we got Flying J on trombone.
Yeah, yeah. I was in Los Angeles.
There you go. And then we got Paul Hampton on keys.
Hello.
And then we got Rocky George on guitar. And that's Fishbone right there, the Fishbone as we know it. Today.
Welcome again to KEXP, the ever-evolving Fishbone. Now, you guys started out as teenagers in the late 70s, 79-ish or so, and known, you know, some of the hallmarks have been just the insane and energetic performances, but also right out of the gate, super eclectic musically, just kind of blending ska and rock and funk. And as teenagers, what inspired that vision then?
Well, the record collections.
Yeah, yeah.
We just reflected the times. You know, like punk rock was still kind of brand new, right?
Yeah.
77 was the year punk rock kind of broke.
Yeah, punk and new wave happened.
New wave, yeah. So, and, you know, we grew up in basically listening to black radio. But as teenagers, we began to discover all these other sounds. Reggae, you know, kind of creeped in and then college radio, and, you know, college radio had a lot to do with
college
it, too.
College radio opened up a lot of doors, of musical doors, artistic elements.
Yeah,
it was alternative music.
But the media was kind of making punk rock look kind of scary and interesting to young teenage kids.
So you were attracted to it.
Yeah.
That looks scary. That looks cool.
Bad Brains.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in our age of discovery, punk rock was there, so we jumped right on in.
Yeah.
This band like the Bus Boys and Bad Brains that were all black bands or mostly black bands that, you know, kind of went like, oh, we could do that too.
Now, super eclectic right from the beginning, and man, super musical. You guys are fantastic. Over the course of, my math isn't super good today, 37 years, however long you've been together, have you introduced new musical styles? Have you ever guys gotten together like you're working on an album or playing something? You go, let's try something.
Psycho, what is it? Psycho gospel?
Psycho sanctified.
Psycho sanctified gospel, man. That's where you mix punk rock and gospel together.
And nice. Actually, you could make up your own scriptures.
Yeah, you can make up your own scriptures when you're doing
that's
psycho
gospel.
I noticed in the suffering you mentioned you believe in the glory of love. I don't know if that was a reference to the Five Keys song. Great doo-wop band.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
I was when that was written. That's when I was in love with my first baby's mama before it all turned sour and the divorce came along. That suffering.
Then the suffering hit.
Yeah.
you guys have always been really good
suffering now.
At having a ton of fun, but also working some very sharp social commentary into the lyrics.
Because we grew up in a time like. There was Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Saturday Night Live's first cast, National Lampoon magazine, you know, all of the underground comics of the 60s was creeping in. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, you know, the revolutionary kind of ideas and actually political satire.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of all in that background. There's bands like Funkadelic, which had some social commentary in their dance music. The Clash, punk rock, you know, again, you know what I mean? Like, all of that stuff affected us, and we just kind of emulated what was around us on some level.
There's a lot of Frank Zappa, too. Zappa, you know, Sun Ra, Duke Ellington.
So a lot of those themes that you guys addressed lyrically are very relevant today.
And Ronald Reagan became president as we became of age, like, you know, and he said, you might get drafted as we became, like, in that age range, right? So it was scary.
It was, I remember.
And I was like, he's an actor. Why are people going for this? Wait, we're there again. Oh, no.
We're there again, dude. We've elected another actor, another entertainer for president. That's like Godzilla stepping out of the TV into your living room.
How was last night's show?
It was good, from what I remember. Was it good? Yeah, it was good. Yeah, okay.
It was awesome. The audience was amazing. We had I had a good time. I don't know about him.
Cathartic release, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, Stevie wanted to take the wheel.
Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting, flashing back to the last election. I don't know if you guys had anything to do with this outside of writing the song, but on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, the Roots played Lion Ass Bitch when presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann was introduced.
I can only be greatly in a space of gratitude and humbled deeply that they chose to take that song and use it in that context.
So let's flash forward to the present.
I agree.
Yes,
What song would you play now, introing at president-elect?
Well, you know, we yeah, Jackass Brigade. That's a good one. See, with Ronald Reagan, we had Ugly, right? Like, that was our Ugly and Party at Ground Zero were directly like fear of that presidency. We were teenagers. We hadn't made an album yet when we wrote those songs. That was just honest opinion.
That first EP is so amazing.
You know, yeah, Jackass Brigade. Yeah, well.
Okay, so
What do you want to dedicate Chim Chim's Badass Revenge to it?
We need
like
to do
like a monkey stepping in and just wrecking up the whole China shop.
So equal time, Hillary.
Well, you know
intro.
What? You know what? Hey, I was a Bernie guy, and I'm like, too bad the DNC and all of that happened because Bernie would have kicked that ass. Whatever I feel, Bernie was.
Right.
Bernie would have took him down. He would have took the bully down.
Yep. But usually when the bully wins and then he's on top, then he don't know what to do. After he's won, I was like, what am I going to do now? And that's what's happening now. The bully won, and now he's probably wondering, what am I going to do now that I've won?
Indeed. Do you think like sort of adverse, stressful times is one upside a lot of good music gets created?
Yeah, I mean, the kids are taking it to the streets, right? It's like watching the kids, actually, because I have a daughter that's school age. I got nieces that are school age. I actually, since I've been here, my mom called me because she got a text that my youngest niece, she's a freshman in high school, and she was doing a peaceful protest, and the kids at her school, like, called her names, threw racial slurs, threw things at her in her peaceful protest. And I'm like, okay, so where there's a lot going on. These kids got a lot to wade through. And the way I see it is that the kids that are doing the protesting actually believed in something. They believed when their parents told them that there's right and wrong and please do the right thing. And now this guy that was like, you know, get your finger ready because I'm going to say grab him by the pussy. You know, like that.
That's real.
Like that dude is now the president. Like whether he was president when he said it or not, the context that he said it in was atrocious. His wife was in Barely Legal, a Larry Flint publication. That's our first lady. Okay, you're going to tell your daughter, don't grow up to be a stripper. Don't spread your legs for Larry Flint.
How can you dispute that now?
These kids are dealing with this.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot more behind it. It's the racial, the catcalling to the white supremacists, all of this.
And we're going to build a wall to keep out the Mexicans. Huh?
It's all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. So in these times, you know, there's going to be, these kids are taking it to the streets. There's going to be art to reflect their hurt.
Art and comedy to reflect it.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Norwood and Angelo. It is Fishbone Live on the afternoon show here, KEXP, again, playing tonight at the Crocodile, tomorrow down in Portland at the Wonder Ballroom. And how about a couple more songs?
Hey.
Revenge.
Yeah, cheer.
Fishbone rocking just as hard as ever. Kung Fu Grip, that is on the most recent release, an EP called Intrinsically Intertwined, and Chim Chim's Badass Revenge right before that from the release of that same title from 96. So the last two releases have been EPs. You got new music in the works?
Why, yes.
Sure.
Of course. Full length coming out anytime.
Plan on doing it as a full length.
Yeah.
Yes. The Road Dogs in the Can of Ill Repute is the title.
Road Dogs in the Can, Ill Repute.
Of Ill Repute.
We'll look forward to that. Any idea when that might hit?
2017, no. We're looking at 2017.
2017.
Before the summer.
Awesome. So playing the Crocodile tonight. Man, thank you guys for just still making music and being out there.
Well, you know, that's what we need in these times, these critical times, hard to deal with that we live in. We need music and art.
We do.
Because that's the only thing that's going to save us for what's coming up in the next 4 years.
Yep. You got to have music. Especially music that. Music heals.
For life.
Exactly, right? Good times, right. Bad times. There's music for every moment in life.
Vibration.
Yeah, that's right. So thank you guys so much. Again, appreciate it. Folks, go see Fishbone tonight playing at the Croc. And if you haven't seen Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, the documentary came out, I don't know, 2011-ish.
Something like that.
Go see that because that is fantastic as well. Again, thank you tons.
You're welcome.
Huge thanks to Alia, Jim, and Justin on video. Melissa taking photographs. All that will be up online as soon as we can get it up. Kevin Suggs, engineering, and board op, Matt Ogaz. Mitch and Jen helping out. And thanks to all the KEXP listeners who make this kind of music mix possible. It's KEXP Seattle.